Okay, cosmology. So we've got the locus and let's look at what his loca represents and what we have here are different you could say levels of consciousness. Now there are, and we could research that, macro and microcosmic correspondences here to our body and the Purusha body. So we could look at our the chakras. What does it mean, these chakras? Well, let's take a quick look at them. We have the root chakra, earth, and it's really about survival. So we can just list the quality. So, and then the next one, sexuality and so on. The next one, power or whatever. So what we have here is about the personal development of people, of us. You could say, I think, well, of course, we know that's how life is. Some people are living their lives and acting and looking at the world and each other and what's in it for me. Specifically on one of those levels, there are people who are especially on that sexual level, genital level. Even Freud had made that division, the anal genital and the oral. A bit similar. So it's psychology. And then you got those, some people, they are on the level of power. Sports people, military people, controllers of different kinds, that's what they see, that's how they see the world in a way. That's their world. And depending on which mentality you have, you live in that universe, you could say. You look at the world and act and evaluate accordingly. I think that's fair to say. This is roughly what this chakra system means. And then the heart chakra, we can look that up too. And for each level, there's a higher, more developed way of looking at the world and yourself and other people and of acting. And the throat chakra, communication, writing, talk, speaking, words, knowledge. And the third eye chakra, higher insight, not looking at the world only in terms of sex or power or money or whatever, but of wisdom and so on, and the top chakra, spiritual enlightenment, when one is actually living fully and in connection with God. so on. So anyway, the point here being that you would then see the world differently depending on which mentality you have, which level of psychological development you are on. And this whole progression, which it is described as, corresponds to the progression back from the animalistic primitive, you could say, level of survival of the fittest, so to speak. And you know, the world, to each one of those psychological profiles, you could say, the world looks very different. Person coming into a room and who's on that level will see, and I'm of course exaggerating, just for illustration purposes, look for opportunities for sexual encounters. What's in it for me, you know? Look at her, look at him. And act accordingly. Only on that level will, when entering a room of people, will start exerting their and establishing their power and control, and you know, who is stronger, who is weaker. And of course, on the root chakra, on that first level, one is thinking about, I don't know, we can go on like that. And in this way we understand different characters of people. And thus for instance, Sukadeva the scribes in the beginning of his speech talks to Parikshit that the four varnas are also here, derived from these lokas, because again, the lokas should not be seen as physical structures or locations, but as, you could say, psychological ones accommodating people with these different psychological profiles, you could say. Birds of same feather flock together and all of that, right? So it makes sense. And there are then, we understand, realms, entire realms, representing and accommodating each one of these people like that. So that's good. We focus on the lokas as that. So again, it's not yet, not even yet about spatial locations in a cosmic space. It is about psychological locations, you could say. And it's very, very relevant to us here and now in our lives. Not some lofty, remote information that, well, something far away out there in space, such as materialistic scientists tend to sometimes get lost in. Oh, the black holes out there, and oh, the Milky Way. Maybe it's the Milk Ocean, oh, that kind of stuff. The real Milky Way would then be the growth and the progression and the nourishment of the soul
that leads us up to Satyaloka, the world of the thousand-petaled lotus where Vishnu resides. Who is the Paramatma who is there in our heart? So again, the macro-microcosmic nature here of this cosmology is very important, because the cosmic structure described with this Virat Rupa is valid on every level. We find it everywhere, from our little microcosm of our body and mind and lives to the great total world we find ourselves in. And just as in our microcosm, what is really at the center of it and what it's really about is this level of, you know, our psychology, our soul and mentality and the way we live and think and feel and progress. That's our evolution. And then the physical forms of a body made of material object. It's secondary and is a tool, an expression, a character through which we act. The outward appearance you could say just as the physical cosmos is the outwards appearance only of the cosmos. Something along that line, and it should be researched and developed more, because I think we've got something here. and we don't have to claim to have the full understanding, but can kind of open up the topic, and you know, there's more research here that can be done. I'm not an expert on this. Level which we find in the yoga systems. If we continue here and we go for the boo, well, first of all, boo then would mean the plane of where earthly life appears, you could say, where it starts, where that form of us as humans, or whatever we call ourselves, earthlings, start developing. Surface of Bhumi, Bhurloka, it's creative, it's we have opportunities to rise, ascend, as they say. To the higher levels right here. But this is where we start. And this is then what we see through our eyes and our senses, a place we call Earth, or Bhumi, or Bhurloka. And as we rise in our personal development, then we start to see the world differently. And of course it makes sense that then as our as we move on, pass on, change body, that body will then be of a nature corresponding to our stage of development and appearing in a realm responding to that too, of course. There we have the lokas. Now, thus the root there, the bhu loka is considered the first and the lowest of those seven. But what about the talas then? Well, that they also need to be researched, but it appears more to be a perverted reflection, the shadow world, the and yes, the talas are often associated with, you could say, these opposite qualities of fear and lust and illusion and greed and so on. And thus there are worlds, you know, people who are on that downward spiral, you could say, or maybe that's not the right word, but who are on that shadow side. They are in the darker modes of nature. But we also have those shadows in ourselves, and progress in life is about raising above those demons and fiends and so on. And come up to the bright side. So we have here basically a complete profile of a person and of all of us. And I guess you could say that the big one here, the macrocosmic, includes all of us. And the smaller one includes each one of us. So again, it's a living cosmos. It's a life-based cosmology we're looking at here. not an object in physical space, cosmology. And in Bhagavad Gita it's spoken about the kshetra and the kshetra-gya, the knower of the field of action and the field of this physical world is a field of action for us.